Todd Smallenberg, electsmallenberg.com. Paper by Todd Smallenberg for State Rep.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Friday, April 19th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. That marker in for the podcast. A lot of people homeschooling moms. I talked to one yesterday, actually, and this hour is being used by homeschooling moms and dads for their civics credits, history credits, social studies. So just wanted to let everybody know that in full disclosure. So kind of expands your teaching base. You're not just teaching the kids there at Northern Michigan Christian Academy.
Right. I say this all the time in school, into class. If you care, let me tell you something. If you care about this, do you care? I find a lot of people just don't care much about history, and because they're disengaged in everything.
Yeah,
but you better care. I've spent my life studying this, in case you care, in case anybody out there cares. That's why I come on here every week, and it's a rare week now, Randy. I don't run into somebody knocking on doors or at the store or handing out gospel tracts that doesn't say, "Yeah, I listened to you on Randy's show." These are people that have never called into you and never have texted to you, but they're listening. They're more than you might think, because I run into them. I'm on the ground type of thing.
So sure. I'm involved. You know, and the other thing about that, too, because you talk about passing out tracts for the church and going door to door to invite people to come to your church. That is a lot of door knocking that you've incorporated into your ministry. This is kind of just your mode of operandi.
Yes, yeah, true. Now, it's not like I spend all day every day doing that, but I do it very consistently over the last 40 years.
Yeah, I'm sure.
To the best of my knowledge, I've knocked on every door within 20 miles of our church. Every door that I could find. But by the way, my fundamental reason is not to invite people to our church. It's to give them the gospel of Jesus Christ, that Christ died for their sins according to the scriptures. He was buried. He rose again the third day according to the scriptures, and he offers full and free salvation to all those who will put their faith in him. That's the primary reason I do that. Yeah, sure. Yeah, I do. But I do invite people to church. Yeah, that's true, too. But that's not the primary reason.
Right.
And by the way, there's a good example of this principle. Well, just sit back and just hope people come to your church or just hope people be saved. Listen. I've said this to preachers all across the country concerning Phil America. Look it up if you want to, everybody. PhilAmerica.org, PhilAmerica.org. We have to get the gospel to them. If you just sit in your church and you hope people will come and hear about the Lord Jesus and get saved, and you don't go out there and tell them and spread the gospel, hey, you know, you don't win wars that way. That's the point. It's axiomatic. If you the side that stays behind is fortifications. Line is always defeated. You can't do that. Okay, let me give you another history example of this, and we've talked about this one before too. Go back to D-Day, 1944. There were five different beaches that landed on that morning, and four of the five beaches went well, but right in the middle of that was Omaha Beach.
Yes,
and it wasn't going well. And they were getting shot at, and they were all hunkered down at a particular angle, thousands of men, because if you stood up, you got shot.
Yep.
But you know what? You can't win the war. So it's in the movie of The Longest Day. I mean, something like this was said, maybe not precisely this, by General Norman Cota. If you're watching the movie, it's Robert Mitchell. He said this: "I don't have to tell you guys, I don't have to tell you the story. You all know it. Only two kinds of people are going to stay on this beach: those that are already dead and those that are going to die. Now get off your butts. You guys are the fighting 29th. Okay, I had to say that BUTTS on radio.
Yep. Yeah. Okay,
you got to get up. We're not going to. If you just hunker down,
you will die.
You will die. So there's only two kinds of people. Those are already dead. Those are going to die. We're going to have to get a plan, and we're going to have to charge up this. And a lot of people did die when they charged up, but not all of them. Now, history tells us that the D-Day invasion was successful. But it takes some bravery. You know, this whole notion, well, I'm not going to say anything. The crocodile will eat me if I say something. Everybody knows there's a crocodile out there that is looking to eat anybody that would oppose the crocodile. So everybody keeps their mouth closed because they don't want to be the next one to get eaten by the crocodile. I'm not going to identify the crocodile, but that is the way it is. That's why that's just the way it is. Here's a statement by Colonel Charles D. Canham of the 116th Infantry Regiment commander on the Omaha Beach. He said, quote, "They're murdering us here. Let us move inland and get murdered." I mean, let's move inland. If we're going to die, let's die fighting. We're going to fight the Nazis. We're going to step up. We're going to charge here. We're going to die anyway. If we're going to die, let's move inland and die. You know what? I don't want to get shot in the back. Better get shot in the chest than the back.
Yeah.
Who wants to, you know?
Yeah.
So, but it's dangerous. Well, it probably is dangerous. You know what? But sometimes you got to remember that the Germans who were fighting and they were behind the fortifications, they were scared too. But once they pinned down the men at Omaha Beach, their courage rose. And once those men started charging, their courage faded. And they eventually did give up those bunkers, and they retreated. And that is the way warfare works. Let me go back to the Civil War. Here's a statement. General Ulysses S. Grant, April 7th, 11 a.m., 1865. Okay,
yeah.
April 7th. At this point, Lee is on the run. He's on the verge of surrender. Okay, he's on the verge of surrender. And this is what Grant telegrams Lincoln and says, Abraham Lincoln, he says, quote, "General Sheridan says, if the thing is pressed, I think that Lee will surrender." President Lincoln's response, "Let the thing be pressed." Like, he was so smart. He was so,
right.
Hey, then press the thing. He had found some generals that would step up and go forward. Now, anytime you press anything, people die. But that's the nature of battle. Unfortunately, it's war. All of us hate war. Well, nobody likes war. And everybody wants to live. There's this universal law of self-love that we all want to live. Nevertheless, you got to move forward. That is the way it is. Now, I maintain, and we just finished studying Vietnam, we never tried. Excuse me here. Whether you're talking about, it goes as far back as JFK sent the first advisors to Vietnam. And then Johnson really increased the amount of troops that we sent over there until at one point we had 500,000. And Nixon started withdrawing them. But all the presidents, you know what we did? We fought Vietnam to not lose. We did. Now, that's no way to fight a war. That is no way to fight a war. I have never met a Vietnam veteran that has said, yeah, we just couldn't defeat them. They were better fighters than we were, and they were we just couldn't beat them. They were too tenacious. No. Every Vietnam veteran I've ever met says they did not let us fight that war. Now, here's the story. If you're going to get in a war, you got to fight to win it. Or don't get in it. Okay? You got to fight to win. You cannot. Now, this whole, by the end of the war, President Nixon had this, what was called the Vietnamization of the war. We're going to turn this whole thing over to the South Vietnamese, and the North Vietnamese had promised, and we had all these negotiations and these peace treaties, and American troops are pulling out. You know, before all, we completely pulled out, the North Vietnamese and the Viet Cong me just back up and say this. You know, during the war, it was the leftists in our country. We're fighting against the people of South Vietnam, the Viet Cong. I mean, they're the ones we're fighting against. And conservatives were saying, no. This is North Korea funded by the Soviet Union and China. This is who we're fighting. But, and that is the truth, the North Vietnamese, they're the ones that were the big enemy. But then, yeah, of course, there were some Viet Cong too. But in the end, we just didn't have the will. And then I remember the day that Saigon fell. I was a senior in high school. And I know that there are many, I would bet there are a lot of Vietnam veterans from our country that are listening to you right now, us, and saying, man, we did not like the way that our country prosecuted that war.
No.
Listen, indeed, in war, there can be no substitute for victory. That's MacArthur. You can't win wars like that. But we lost
will. Well, and then it wasn't even lost will. I think from the beginning where we initially got involved as a police action, you don't go to war acting like a peacekeeper. You go in and destroy the enemy. Slam, bam. Wait, what's the Powell phrase? General Powell.
Schwartz, what's his name?
Or Schwarzkopf.
Schwarzkopf, yeah. You go, shock and awe.
Shock and awe.
Yeah. I mean,
In and just annihilate and prove to them that it's over for you. Either surrender or die. Yeah. And that's it.
That's what happened in the first Gulf War. We're going to go win this war. And
you
it happened quickly. But we did. Now, here's the difference here. Here's the argument from the other side, because I've heard it. Yeah, but what if this escalates into World War III and we have a nuclear exchange? That was the looming threat in the background. And it's still to this
day. It's still to this day we are dealing with that threat.
And I get it. And
But how many more weapons do they have now? Did you see the attack that Israel did on Iran?
I heard about it this morning.
Yeah, and they hit their nuclear processing plant, and now they're afraid that radiation is going up into the atmosphere could end up impacting the entire world. I mean, how long are we going to allow these people to exist and have this kind of power? I mean, this – oh, man. I got to stop talking. I got to stop talking about this.
Yeah, so none of us want war, but
yeah.
We live in a sin-cursed world. Sometimes you have to fight.
Amen. Final segment of our discussion. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike.
Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell and Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule an appointment at 231-347-1001. Make sure your vehicle is ready for summer. It's coming. Again, call Royal Tire at 231-347-1001.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment, wrap-up of today's lesson plan, history lesson. The quote from Winston Churchill and all the history that you brought into it today, sir. What's your final thoughts?
Do you want to be a hero? Heroes don't hide behind bunkers. They don't do that. Here's the Distinguished Service Cross citation from the President of the United States. For to General Cota for his what he did on D-Day, June 6, 1944. The President of the United States of America, authorized by Act of Congress, July 9, 1918, takes pleasure in presenting the Distinguished Service Cross to Brigadier General Norman Daniel Cota, United States Army, for extraordinary heroism in connection with the military operations against an armed enemy while serving as an assistant division commander. 29th Infantry in action against enemy forces on 6 June 1944 at Normandy, France. General Cota landed on the beach shortly after the first assault wave of troops had landed. At this time, the beach was under heavy enemy rifle, machine gun, mortar, and artillery fire. Numerous casualties had been suffered. The attack was arrested and disorganization was in process. With complete disregard for his own safety, General Cota moved up and down the fire-swept beach, reorganizing units and coordinating their action. Under his leadership, a vigorous attack was launched that successfully overran the enemy positions and cleared the beaches. Brigadier General Cota's superb leadership, personal bravery, and zealous devotion to duty exemplify the highest traditions of the military forces of the United States and reflect great credit upon himself, the 29th Infantry, and the United States Army. You give medals to heroes who move up, who step up. And you have to, you don't win, you do not win wars or even battles by hiding behind a bunker and for fear that you'll be the next one to get shot.
Point of clarification. Cota was not, was he in the plan? Was he actually the field leader that day, or did he have to step up because somebody else had died?
I don't know.
I've heard different, you know.
He was a general.
He wasn't actually a field leader, they call him.
I don't know enough about the military to answer that question. But he did step, by the way, if he'd have died when he landed on the beach, because he landed, you know, I think, in the third wave. He landed early on June 6th,
yeah.
Early.
Yep.
If he would have gotten shot, somebody else would have had to step up. Somebody has to step up and say, you know what, we got to organize ourselves. We're going to move forward here.
Absolutely.
And he was probably the highest ranking man there that was on the beach, but I don't even know that for sure.
Well, generals normally – from what I read in this story, I forget where I read it, but normally, like you say, they come in late to kind of see the results of the attack. Because like you say, as soon as the first shot is fired, the entire plan changes. Nothing planned ever goes according to Hoyle. So they come in and then assess and then start giving out orders according to what they're dealing with. is kind of the story I read.
Yes, but, and that's what happened on Omaha Beach.
Yes.
Disorganization. They were disorganized.
Totally.
Somebody had to organize them and say, look, we cannot sit under the slope of the sand where we got up. As soon as you stepped up a few more steps, you're going to get shot.
Right.
But we're all going to die if we don't do something.
Yeah. And then they got up and basically in mass in such huge numbers with a charge that the enemy just simply couldn't shoot every single one of them. And a few made it through.
And a handful of engineers put some TNT under this big cement wall, blew it up and created a crevice, a pathway through. And they all charged it. And a lot of them did die charging up.
Well, yeah, because you're going through a funnel.
Yeah. So but they made it. They did make it, and there you go.
Only
over.
Because of God's grace. Because,
yes.
Man, that movie, they were sitting ducks. And, it was just unbelievable what they pulled off. Well, it was God's divine plan, that's for sure.
Amen. That is for sure.
Yeah.
Amen.
Well, now, one last thing I did want to mention. Post-Easter and spring is coming, summer's coming, hopefully soon. There's a dynamic change that happens in church services and more tourists coming into the area, coming back home from, you know, being in Florida for the winter and things like that. What is your message to your parishioners here as far as reaching out to people and others to get them to come to church, listen to church? Well, what would you like to say to the audience while you have a couple of minutes here before we wrap up?
I appreciate everybody that listens to church. And if that's all you can do, praise the Lord, thank you. But you need to find a church where you can attend. It's being with the people of God is what the Bible tells us to do, not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. We gather together for the preaching of the word, for encouragement, for worship, and we're sent out, you know, to spread the gospel to everybody. And that's part of the message, too. We have to confront people with the gospel. We got to tell them about the Lord Jesus Christ, whether it's through a gospel tract, through your mouth, and of course your life. Invite your neighbors. That's what we do. That's what Christians do, or it's what Christians at least ought to do, right? So that is.
Well, I always put myself in the disciples' shoes, sandals after Jesus's, you know, crucifixion, and just remember their story and what they went through to spread the gospel.
Right.
Doesn't even compare to what we can do today.
Right. Listen, you get people roll their eyes at you. It happens to me all the time. I pass out. Yeah, but that's okay. Move
it's on. Okay.
Yep.
Have a blessed day.
Exactly.
All right, man. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you next Friday.
All right. Real good, Randy. Thanks.
Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns.